Let me say to some of you that are, let's say, 35 plus, that's just picking a number. There comes a stage in your life where you need to try, or it's certainly helpful to try and pour into someone else's life. There comes a point where you realize, I need to impart something here. And it's not that you're setting yourself up, I'm a teacher or I'm a mentor. I'm an encourager. I can be an encourager. So many Christians, they get stagnant because all they do, they get into a habit that all they do is take. And then whenever they're not quite receiving what it is that comes up to snuff for them, there's something else going on in the church. The people who always take and never give, they're really easy to destabilize. Because everything's about the inflow. And if there's some kind of dam that seems to be hindering the inflow, if there's something that's not quite what you want it to be, that's all where all the focus is. But when you have to get to a point where you're, where can I pour this into? Where can I help? And it matures you. It brings you to a level of stability. You realize, I need to be strong. I have these people depending on me. That I meet for, maybe for coffee, once a month or once every 2 months. So I say to you, beloved, you get to a certain stage. And listen, if you're 28 and you feel you can be an encouragement to a 19-year-old, be my guest. I'm not saying 35 to stop you. I'm just kind of throwing out a figure. Just a certain point in your life, you're like, I need to be pouring into someone else. I need to be helping others. It's just meeting them. And I'm not going in to make them a project. You're not going in to, because you can see the problem. No. Be like Barnabas. I can see the grace of God in you. And I'm glad. No, I can see certain issues in your life. And I'm grieved. Don't go into it like that. Look at people that, thank God for this young person. I want to be a help to them. Oh, look at what potential's right here. And maybe just a coffee once a month. Read the Bible and pray for them. And show them I care. Will make all the difference. And just supporting that little, some of you like your gardens. And you know, some plants, they need that stake in the ground. They need all the support they can get in those early years. Be the stake. Be the one right beside. Don't be the one who's trampling. Walking all over it, as if it doesn't matter. It might never recover. So support it. Be a Barnabas. Encourage the people. Encourage the future great preachers of the church. Yes. No one could imagine what Saul was going to do for the church. But maybe Barnabas had an insight. Maybe he could see something. Maybe he saw, wow, God has his hand on this young man. And the last thing we would want to do is to quell the potential. No. You know, Saul, get out of there. Come with me up here to Antioch. Let unleash the gift on a little church that's hungry. Yes. So I encourage you. Even one person, just to come alongside occasionally and pray with them.